Title: Carve Old School DNBA Men Variation for 90s Inspired Darkness in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. All right, let's build a dark, 90s inspired Amen variation in Ableton Live 12, the kind of tense, rolling edit that feels like it came off a dusty sampler and a stressed out mixing desk. This is advanced edits territory. Micro chops, ghost notes, pitch moves, resampling, and gritty tone shaping. And we're doing it with stock devices. The big mindset for this lesson is simple. We're not randomly slicing. We're designing variation with a few recurring anchor hits so it still feels like the Amen, just darker and more dangerous. First, quick setup so we don't get lost later. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'm going to start at 172. Then create a few tracks. One audio track called Amen RW, another audio track called Amen Chops, and we're going to group those into a group called Amen Group. Also create an audio track called Amen Print for resampling later. Add a return track called Grime Parallel. And optionally, make a sub or kick support track if you like reinforcing low end. Now bring your Amen break into Amen RAW. Warping is where a lot of people accidentally kill the groove, so we're going to be disciplined. Turn warp on. For warp mode, you can start with Complex Pro if you want clean, but if you want that slightly rougher, older feel, regular Complex often sits better. It's a little less polished, which is actually the point here. Now find the first real transient, usually the first kick that actually feels like the downbeat, and set that as your start. Use set 1.1.1 here so it lines up with the grid. Here's the rule: only add warp markers where you need them. If you try to grid perfect every single hit, it stops being an Amen and turns into a robot loop. Put markers on key hits, the main kick and the main snares, maybe every half bar. Tight enough to loop, loose enough to feel human. That's the sweet spot. Before we slice anything, choose your anchor hits. This is one of the most pro decisions you can make. Decide which snare hits must remain recognizable. Usually, that's the main backbeat snare and that slightly late iconic Amen snare, depending on the version you're using. Those are sacred. Everything else is negotiable. Hats, ghosts, little kicks, room noise. When you keep anchors consistent, your edits sound intentional, not like a breakbeat audition reel. Now we'll create the slicing workflow. Duplicate your Amen clip over to Amen Chops. Then right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients, and make sure Create One-Shot Samples is on. Live will build you a drum rack of slices. This is the classic control method. You can play slices like an instrument, sequence them, change velocities precisely, and make variations fast without destroying the whole loop. And just so you know, later, we'll also do audio-based destruction on a printed version. But first, we build musical control. Now let's build a dark 2-bar loop. Make a MIDI clip on that drum rack, 2 bars long. Start with a basic Amen skeleton. Kick on 1, snare on 2, another kick variation around 1.3 or 1.4-ish. Then your snare on 4. On bar 2, keep the same idea, but add a tiny turnaround near the end. Last 2 or 3 slices, just enough to imply movement without making it a fill every bar. Now we go into advanced groove feel. Take a few ghost hits, hats or tiny snare bits, and nudge them slightly late. We're talking 1 to 6 milliseconds, not a full 16th note, just a little drag. Keep the main snares more centered. This creates tension. Anchors stay solid, details feel like they're leaning back into the darkness. Velocity, shaping is absolutely non-negotiable if you want this to feel like real jungle editing. Main snares should live around 105 up to 127. Ghost snares and hats, pull them way down. 35 to 70. Kicks around 90 to 120, but keep headroom. The goal is hierarchy. If everything is loud, nothing is dramatic. And here's a sneaky teacher move. Use clip gain like a surgeon before you start distorting. If one snare slice is way louder than the others, pull it down 1 to 3 dB right now, either by adjusting the sample level in the rack or with clip gain if you're working in audio later. Distortion reacts to peaks. If peaks are uneven, your grit becomes random and spiky instead of controlled and nasty. Cool, that's A. Now we make B. Duplicate the 2-bar MIDI clip to a new version, and label it clearly. Get used to naming like an editor. A1, B1, fill, drop cut. Live 12 rewards this workflow, because arranging later becomes fast and you stop second-guessing what each clip does. In the B loop, we're going to apply only 2 or 3 tricks. If you do every trick at once, it stops sounding classic and starts sounding like you're trying to prove you know how to slice. Trick 1. Reverse a micro slice into a snare. P. Pick a tiny hat or ghost bit that sits just before the snare. The easiest way is to resample that slice to audio and reverse it, or if you're already working with a reversed audio slice somewhere, use it. Place it 1/16th before the snare. It's that classic spooky inhale that pulls your ear into the impact. Trick 2. Pitch drop the last snare hit. Take the last snare of bar 2 and drop it 2 to 5 semitones. Keep it short, just on that one hit. That's your falling into the next bar moment. It's a huge part of that darker 90s tension, because it sounds like the break is bending and collapsing forward. Trick 3. Hat stutter into a fill. Take a closed hat slice and repeat it at 1/32 notes for just an eighth note near the end of bar 2. And fade the velocities down across the repeats. That velocity fade is what turns it from annoying to exciting. You're implying acceleration, but you're controlling it. Or trick 4. Kick displacement. Move one kick earlier by a 16th, then compensate with a quieter ghost kick later. Do not mess with the snare anchors too much. The snare is the listener's compass. You can mess with the ground, but don't remove the horizon. Now you've got A and B. Next is the step that gives you that committed 90s workflow. Resampling. Create an audio track called Amen Print. Say it's input to audio from your Amen group, or directly from Amen Chops if that's what's generating sound. Arm it and record 8 bars while you manually switch between A and B. Perform the variation like you're an editor, not like you're letting a loop run. Then consolidate that recording into an 8-bar clip. This is the magic step because now you're not thinking like a modern non-destructive DAW producer. You're thinking like someone who printed to audio and then did audio violence. The commitment changes your decisions. It also makes everything feel more cohesive, because the tone chain reacts as one piece. Now let's shape the darkness with a stock chain on Amen Print. Start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. We're clearing rumble, not removing weight. Then a gentle dip in the 250 to 400 Hz zone, maybe 2 to 4 dB, moderate Q. That's where boxy mud can pile up, especially once you saturate. If the break is harsh, dip a little around 3 to 6 kHz. Be careful though. Too much and the break feels like it's behind a wall. We want dark, not dull. Next, roar. Choose tape or overdrive mode. Start low. 5 to 12% drive is enough to start. Tilt the tone darker, pull back highs a bit, and set the mix between 30 and 60%. The goal is edge and grit, not pure distortion. You still want the break to speak. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere around 3 to 10. Crunch at 0 to 20. But treat crunch like hot sauce. A little is exciting. A lot ruins the transients. Boom can be tempting. If you're not layering a kick and you want a little extra push, set boom low, maybe 0 to 10, around 50 to 60 Hz. But if you are layering sub or kick support, keep boom off so you don't fight your low end. And here's a key dark trick. Turn transients down. Negative. Try minus 5 to minus 15. That pushes the break back in the mix so your res or sub can dominate, which is a classic dark roller balance. Then saturator as safety and glue. Soft clip-on. 1 to 3 dB drive. This isn't for more distortion. It's for controlling peaks after the previous stages. Then utility. Set width somewhere between 70 and 100%. Keep it tighter for darker, heavier tracks. And if you need to, mono the bass below around 120 Hz so the low end doesn't smear and fight the sub. Now let's build the parallel grime bus, because this is how you get thickness without losing the main punch. On the return track grime parallel, start with auto filter. Use low pass or band pass if you want that telephone mid grime. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz to remove fizz. We're aiming for dark smear, not crispy distortion. Then redux. Downsample to somewhere like 8 to 20 kHz, and bit depth 10 to 14. Keep it subtle. If you hear obvious video game artifacts, you went too far. Unless that's the vibe. But for 90s darkness, subtle usually wins. Then overdrive. Drive 20 to 50%. Tone on the darker side. Then compressor. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so transients still poke through. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then EQ8. Cut any harshness around 3 to 5 kHz. And trim sub below 80 Hz so this parallel doesn't fight your actual bass line. Now send Amen Print to this return. Start conservative, like minus 18 dB send, and creep up to minus 10 if it needs more filth. The moment you feel the break getting thicker and angrier without losing the front edge, you're there. At this point, we have a loop, but we want it arrangement ready. So let's arrange it like a 90s roller. Think in 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4, a loop. Establish the groove, bars 5 to 8, still basically A, but add one subtle hat stutter or one reverse pickup. Don't change everything, just hint that edits are coming. Bars 9 to 12, B loop, this is where the pitch drop and displacement lives. Bars 13 to 16, back to A, but with a bigger fill at bar 16 to set up whatever comes next. Now add micro edits at phrase points. At bar 8 and bar 16, do a quarter bar dropout. But here's the ominous trick, don't make it silence. Cut the break, but let a filtered grime tail or a reverb-only snare send carry the space so the room feels like it's still breathing. Set up a reverb on a return. Only send the last snare of bar 8 and bar 16 into it. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Low cut at 300 Hz so it doesn't muddy. High cut around 6 to 8 Khz so it stays dark and doesn't sound shiny and modern. Now, some coach notes that will save you hours. Micro fades are not just click fixes. They're a tone tool. When you start doing brutal splits on audio, a 1 to 6 millisecond fade-in changes punch. Shorter fade-in gives you more tick, more edge. Slightly longer fade-in on ghost hits makes them tuck back and feel more tape-like. Fade-outs on noisy slices can reduce fizzy tails and make the break feel controlled instead of messy.